So, the learning today should be a schos yilin nishmas adiras tchav rechaim elozav ben shemshenari as well as a schos for a yilin nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, and it should be a schos for a fu shlema chaim doy ben min rachel chanalei vashen de rachel and abadati ben peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are doing the topic of hiddur mitzvah. And he says like this. He says, hiddur mitzvah mayra ala avo. He says, when a person beautifies a mitzvah, it demonstrates a person's love for Hashem, ki ha'ayved migira, someone who serves Hashem out of fear alone. He just wants to get it over with. Aval ha'ayved me'ava, someone who serves Hashem out of love, lefi rav achiva, because of his great love and affection, medaktikba, he's super careful, which like techs are called, but not to lack in any way. The more someone beautifies a mitzvah, loy the my face of the ice. It's a symbol and a sign. Shehu ayev es Hashem, that he loves Hashem bechalavav vechom oidai, with all of his heart, with all of his money. Umar bechvoidai, and he wants to glorify, only to glorify Hashem. Umama oid yevash viyikalim loylam havo. How much more will he be shamed and disgraced in the next world? But ish asher hu makvid al mabushay uklei tashmisha ubati dirasi. Someone who's super makvid in gashmias, who has a fancy home, who has very nice clothing, who dresses and always spends a lot of money. Always making sure that nothing is torn or dirty. You know, his shirt is perfectly pressed. His pants are you know, clean and pressed and proper. But when it comes to the mitzvahs of Hashem, he doesn't care about rips and stains. So I remember that the Rav talked about this idea that a Talmid Chacham is not allowed to walk around with shirts that are stained, that it's a Chilul Hashem, because you're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it looks like you're dressed like a ferret. You have to understand how you walk around. You can't walk around with a torn shirt or with a stained shirt. The Ashrei Ha'ish, Oyev Es Koinai, praiseworthy is the man who loves his Creator, Mechavid Hashem, and honors Hashem from his wealth, and he increases his expenditures when it comes to mitzvahs. He will earn himself a blessing from Hashem. He says, in light of this, when it comes to matters of this world, don't run after the hider. Don't try to be mahader in terms of gashmius, live nice batim toivim, to build an extravagant house, vidira noa, excessive house, v'liyoyz hader belvushay, to have excessive clothing, big day rikma, says embroidered, or majestic, to use all kinds of rare and expensive and ornate household items. Because in truth, we are only like geirim, like travelers, not alone, like guests stopping at an inn in this life. So we should make do whatever is available. Now again, you have to live in a nice home, a proper home, but not excessive. And obviously, sorry, I lost my train of thought because someone had a very good line. You'll ask me, Katz, if you want to know what the line was. I don't want to repeat it, but I added you to you. Sorry. What am I saying? I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, so we're just gayrim. We're just passing through now. Now, like I said, you have to have a nice house, you have to have a proper home, but we're talking about excessive, we're talking about ostentatious. Basically, you're showing off, it's no longer for you, and now it's you're showing off, you're going to the next level so that people should envy you. That's what we're talking about here. And the truth is, that they said, that if you have, treat yourself well. Okay, so I was machaving to what he's about to say. In other words, if you have it, you're allowed to spend it. Everything depends on the stature of the person. If Hashem gave you wealth, then you're allowed to. There's nothing wrong with driving a nice car. There's nothing wrong with wearing a designer suit. Constructing a house in accordance with what you have. But don't waste precious time to become wealthy. In other words, the idea is don't spend extra time being busy with these things. Don't spend extra time, excessive time, trying to earn more money to be able to afford these things. Once you already have your basic needs, and a place to sleep, so to keep up with the Joneses, you should not be excessively putting an effort, whether it's to put an effort to buy these things, to construct these homes, to buy this type of clothing, or to earn enough money to be able to afford it. Because at the end of the day, it's all futile. And again, what's the nafkamina? How can you tell? You could tell because think about why you're doing it and what do you care? Do you care if the neighbors notice or not? And if the answer is that you care, if and again, you have to be honest with yourself, but if you really care that what the neighbors are going to think, then it's more likely than not. I should say, if you're doing it so that the neighbors, not do you care what the neighbors think, you're doing it because you want to show them up, right? You want to show off that you belong or that you're impressive also and that you're chashuv. So then that also is a reason to, that also is a, is a, is a, is likely a reason that you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Therefore, even if Hashem gave you wealth and possessions, and then things went bad, Nebuch, you're in a tough spot right now. Don't be upset and don't be in pain. Everything material in this world is futile and empty. The only thing we have from this life is opportunity to serve Hashem, to bring pleasure to Hashem. Our true home is in the next world. So this is the epitome of because you can always find something that you are missing. You can always find something that you wish you had better. But if you realize that it's all meaningless and the whole reason we're here is not for any of the gashmias, but it's all for the ruchnias, it's all for serving Hashem, so then you realize I have everything I need. And that's really the ikar. So, inachanami, you have money, you don't have money. You have money, you buy a slightly nicer house. You drive a nicer car. You don't have money, you drive a little less. But that shouldn't define you. And more importantly, it shouldn't drive you. Such a healthy muster lesson here, right? You shouldn't drive a person. You shouldn't spend your life wanting what others have. You're never going to be happy. And you're missing the point. The whole life passes you by. First of all, you miss out on happiness with your family, with your children, with your job, with life in general. You miserable person. And secondly, you're not accomplishing what you're supposed to be accomplishing. You're busy running after that instead of running after what you really should be running after. So very importantly, he ties it in nicely, a nice little shtickle here with Hidr Mitzvah. But that's the idea of Hidr Mitzvah. What's Hidr Mitzvah? Is are you here just trying to fulfill your obligation, or are you really interested in Hashem? And if you're interested in Hashem, so then we don't spend on the other things. And then when it comes to mitzvahs, we just want to get it over with, and we do it in the least, mehidr way possible. But rather, we spend time, we spend effort. If we put our effort and our time into other things in life, into gashmias, then we certainly should put in time. It's not just about spending money. It's not just about how much did you pay for your esrog. We're talking now hidr mitzvahs. A lot of times, it's time and effort. How much time and effort did you put in to the hidr mitzvah? And if we spend all our time and effort in other areas of our life, how much more so we have to put in time and effort in areas of avodas Hashem as well. Beautiful lesson.